In a distant field stood a large tulip tree, apparently of a century's growth, and one of the most gigantic. It looked like the father of the surrounding forest. A single tree of huge dimensions, standing all alone, is a sublime object. On the top of this tree, an old eagle, commonly called the fishing eagle, had built her nest every year for many years, and, undisturbed, had raised her young. A remarkable place to choose, as she procured her food from the ocean, and this tree stood full 10 miles from the seashore. It had long been known as the old eagle tree. On a warm, sunny day, the workmen were hoeing corn in an adjoining field. At a certain hour of the day, the old eagle was known to set off for the seaside to gather food for her young. As she this day returned with a large fish in her claws, the workmen surrounded the tree, and by yelling and hooting and throwing stones, so scared the poor bird that she dropped her fish, and they carried it off in triumph. The men soon dispersed, but Joseph sat down under a bush nearby to watch and to bestow unavailing pity. The bird soon returned to her nest without food. The eaglets at once set up a cry for food so shrill, so clear, and so clamorous that the boy was greatly moved. The parent bird seemed to try to soothe them, but their appetites were too keen, and it was all in vain. She then perched herself on a limb near them and looked down into the nest in a manner that seemed to say, "I know not what to do next." Her indecision was but momentary. Again she poised herself, uttered one or two sharp notes, as if telling them to lie still, balanced her body, spread her wings, and was away again for the sea. Joseph was determined to see the result.